Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
First dates, I think they can be exciting, but also they can be kind of like nerve-wracking. And, you know, I don't know about you guys, but you ever get anxious before you go on a first date?
Slightly, a little bit.
Okay. Well, how do we feel here on Joe and McKenzie in 833-563-2539 about a group date being your first date? Because I don't know if I like that or not.
I guess it depends who the, like, if you have your people there, obviously be more comfortable than just the guy or the girl, whoever you're dating, and their people. I have no problem with it, because I think it would be kind of fun. However, I ran this by some of my friends, and they were like, absolutely not. Like, you want to get to know someone one-on-one before you go in a group setting. So I guess strongly.
Once again, I'm out of the dating game now. I've been with my wife for 7 years. But, like, before then, though, I think I love meeting family and friends. Like, I really, like, that's more I can just get in the zone. But if, like, McKenzie, you and I went on a date, first date, and there's, like, three other people, I'm like, I would just kind of be like, what are they here for?
But so, Joe, what if I was like, hey, Joe, I have an extra ticket to the show. We both love this, you know, this artist. And we go. See, I think that's a more relaxed atmosphere. It's like, because there's other people, you're hanging out. You're with, I like that rather than like a one-on-one dinner where there's like so much pressure.
No, I get that. But would you tell me your friends are there though? I guess it's just kind of not like, it's kind of blindsided, not in a terrible way. But I feel like if you're nervous, for some people, if you're nervous meeting that person for the first time, you might freak out if you got like two or three more people you got to meet and get to know. It's like, oh my God, I don't know how I'm going to get through this.
So I am... Okay, I went on a date like a couple months ago when I was single with a guy, and he told me probably like 2 hours before, he was like, hey, I'm downtown and I'm with some friends, you know, we're just hanging out. And then after that, like, I'll leave them and we'll go on our date. Well, he texted me like 30 minutes before. He's like, hey, I'm still here, you know, with my friends. My friend, is it cool? Like, if he's here, I'm like, so I'm not a fan of it, but I did it, and it was okay. The other guy was really cool, but I'm not a fan of it.
I mean, like, you were kind of screwed. Like, what are you going to say, no?
Like,
it would have made you look like the bad guy if you're like, no, they need to leave.
My friends say you got to test the person out before you introduce them to, like, your tribe. So, like, to make sure that they are legit, that you really want them. But I don't know. I like a good group setting. I'm good in groups.
Sorry, your microphone was
That was me. I'm sorry. My friend, actually, this, like, happened to her, and a guy asked her out on a date, and it was like a group setting. They were all going to go to the waterfront in our, like, college town to go to a concert with the group as their first date, and she wrote him off right there and then and said, boy, bye. If you do not have the confidence to take me out one-on-one, to treat me like a lady, to treat me like a princess, a queen that I am, then no, I'm not interested. Like, going on a date with me is, like, you know, kind of a privilege, and you should treat it like that. I'm not going to go with some boy and his friends. Like, I want to be treated like a lady.
I think that's great to set that standard. I actually just set that standard. I was asked out by a professional athlete, and he's like, yeah, he's like, oh, I get in. Why don't we hang out at 11? And I was like, eh. And I was like, I'm just not a meet up at 11 p.m. kind of lady. Sorry. Like, I'm sure they're used to, like, women throwing themselves, but no, you have to set the standard from the get.
I think,
like, take me on a proper date.
Yeah, I think it just, to me, is kind of childish. Like, I went on my very first date ever with my current boyfriend, Joel Daddy, and he took me out to, like, a very nice place, and he picked me up. He brought some beers to shotgun beforehand because it was an inside joke, but it was just, like, a very nice date. And, like, if he was 29 at the time or 28 at the time, and I was 24 or 23 or something at the time, and it's like, if he was like, come out with me and my friends, I'd be like, okay, but this is not a date. Like, you're almost 30. Like, take me out on a proper date. It just seems childish.
Okay, then, McKenzie, you bring up all those points. Let's say now, because you are in the dating world, and let's say this athlete or whoever, you know, Joe Blow, reached out to you and did it. Would you prefer a one-on-one date with this guy, Joe, or would you want to do, would you feel more comfortable? Like, let's do a group kind of a thing.
I honestly, either way, if it was like, either way, I would probably one-on-one, I guess. But here's the thing, I run into the awkwardness when someone's like, hey, when are we going to hang out again? So they're not actually, maybe that's their way of asking me on a date, but they're kind of like not asking me. So I don't really know how to reply to that.
I always wonder if it's the other side, though, too, where they're intimidated or something.
That's true.
All right, 833-563-2539.
So the question is, first date, group date, or one-on-one?
All right, we'll talk to you next. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
How do we feel about going on a group date for a first date instead of one-on-one? Liv the Web Girl just off there a second ago was saying, I mean, like, it's okay, but I kind of want a man to, quote-unquote, man up and, like, take me out. Nothing wrong, like, as we get dating to actually go out and do group things, but you got to date me. Am I missing anything there? Is that pretty much right?
That's basically it. I just think it's, like, childish to ask a girl out on a date and then it be, like, a group of people and not just, like, a one-on-one moment.
But how do you know that the guy is bringing his friends because he's, like, scared, you know? Like, maybe he's not. Maybe he's doing it for you. Maybe he's like, hey, yeah, let's break the ice, you know?
Yeah, but, like, have the confidence.
Yeah, but who says he doesn't have the confidence? Maybe he's got a lot of confidence.
You don't have the confidence if you have to bring
friends. That's not necessarily true.
How
do you know that?
And if he's assuming that I don't have the confidence to withstand just a one-on-one date, then, like,
you know what's ideal
a lot of me.
To me is like I mentioned the concert scenario, like if he picks you up, you guys go to dinner, then you meet, then you go with some people, and then you veer off just the two of you.
Great
I wouldn't
idea.
Mind a mix of both.
Yeah.
Let's go to Kristen this morning, 833-563-2539. What do you think, Kristen?
I actually went on a group date with a guy, and I clicked with one of his friends better than I did with him and ended up dating the other guy for about 6 months.
Oh my God!
So,
how did that turn out with the original date? Like, the original guy, was he mad or was he just like, well?
He wasn't happy. We ended up staying friends after that, but it was very awkward.
Oh my gosh.
I think he knew he screwed up.
That's what you run into with bringing this group
date. Yeah, that's
thing.
Another reason not to. And I don't know how that guy stay friends, because if you're making out and hooking up with my buddy, oh, hell
this
no.
This is a fun fact. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, that's how they met. They went on a double date, and they were just chemistry fireworks off the charts. And so they had other dates and just, like, ignored them, and then they got
that's
together. Now
crazy.
They're married and have kids.
See, yeah. that would be my luck. I go on a double date, and I'm with this girl. Like,
and
oh,
you
man.
Pay.
She's the dream of my life. It's like, oh, I like your friend better. Thanks.
Okay. Oh, that'd be tragic.
Hannah, you're on Joe. McKenzie, what'd you want to say?
Hey, I really think it depends on the girl. I've been asked, hey, you want to hang out with friends? And if I'm kind of unsure how I feel about the guy, I will entertain that idea. But if I'm really interested, I'm like, no, I'm not hanging out with your friends. Like, that's not where I see this relationship going. But if I'm kind of iffy about it, you know, I think it really is in the girl's control to really decide where that goes.
Yeah. Interesting.
Have you found one, like, works better than the other?
I'm just a very strong girl. So if I don't want to hang out with this guy's friends, I'm just be like, no, I'm not going to hang out with your friends. So.
I think it's a very manly move. I'm like an old school romantic. I love a gentleman. And I guess when I really think about it, I think that's light and casual with a group, but I prefer one-on-one.
I had a girl that I was going out to the bars with. We were meeting up with this guy that she had met, and they didn't go on a date first, and, like, we were just hanging out with their group of friends. He paid for our Uber. He paid for all of our drinks all night. She ended up ditching him for one of his friends at the end of the night.
Yeah, that's
so cool. Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
All right, coming up next, McKenzie may get out of the birthday box of shame. There is a chance if you roll doubles.
I can't believe I have to do the box of shame on my birthday.
See, the birthday gifts never stop here on the show. We started off earlier, and now we're keeping them going. We'll be live on Instagram so you can watch it. It's Joe and McKenzie. Give us a follow right now so you can see it.